Moncrief on News Talk.
Students, it seems, spend an awful lot of money on takeaways, not because they're too lazy to cook. Rather, there are very few things they can cook. And there's only so many days of the week you can eat pasta and dolmio. A survey just released in the UK found that the average student can cook up to 5 meals. But that includes such challenging dishes as instant noodles. So why is that? Should we blame the parents, or should we blame all the cookbooks and TV shows that often present making meals as a form of complex artistry? Surely there are a few basic things that students and the rest of us should be able to do. Doreena Allen certainly thinks so. Doreena, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
I suppose you're not surprised by any of this, or are you?
Well, I'm sort of shocked, but I'm not in the least bit surprised. And I just think, what a failure I've been. All those television series, all those books, and this is the situation we're still in, and it seems to be getting worse and worse, and it's super serious.
Why do you think it is?
Well, basically, when you think of how much, you know, it depends on dinner in a way, you know, the food we eat can it's what gives us energy, vitality, the ability to concentrate, everything. So much depends on feeding ourselves healthy, wholesome, simple food. And, you know, it's terrifying to think we're letting our children out of our homes and out of our schools without giving them the basic skills to feed themselves. And in many ways, you know, one can't help thinking that we have totally failed the last couple of generations and this generation by not equipping them with basic practical skills that they can actually feed themselves properly and achieve them. Yeah.
Yeah. So is this the thing, do you feel, that should be taught in the home?
Oh, well, both, really. I mean, now nothing's very straightforward and black and white, because, of course, people are much busier than they used to be. But in a way, this needs to be a priority. And so, but one of the first things, I think the state also has a part in this. I really feel that so strongly, as many, many people do, that practical cooking should be embedded in the national curriculum. I mean, it's, in a way, when you think about it, Sean, you know, the academic skills are much more highly valued and encouraged in schools than the practical skills. And oftentimes, learning how to cook or how to grow or, you know, many of those other practical skills are looked on as of lesser value, whereas they're totally, I mean, you can do without, you can't eat a maths book, or you can do without various other things, important as they are, but you certainly can't do without food.
No.
And, you know, and it's, and this really unfortunate thing now is that so much of the, well, over 50-something percent of the food, 45.9% of the average weekly spend here in Ireland goes on ultra-processed food. And that's average, so some would be much more. So, and the sad thing, an unfortunate thing, is that ultra-processed food is actually quite a lot cheaper than real food. So it's a real dilemma. And, you know, in universities and for students and everything, when they're on a limited budget, this is not an insignificant thing. So it's not an easy thing to solve. But just, I think we really should start with the schools. And then, God bless us, as parents, surely we can maybe ask our children who are going off to third degree or second degree or whatever, tell us a few of their favourite meals, and somehow or other, in the few months coming up to them leaving home, teach them how to, you know, I know everybody's so busy, it's easy enough to say it, but teach them somehow or other how to make their favourite meals and to do things with inexpensive ingredients, even how to shop, because a lot of times you might know what you want, but how to find it. And then there's the whole thing of, well, it might be 2 bus fares to a shop to get this kind of basic fresh food. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas you can go into a takeaway or a supermarket and you get it in 2 minutes and no bother, just heat it up. So it's tempting. But a lot depends on getting it right. Because, you know, a few months on that kind of food can actually wreck people's health.
One of our listeners just texted in to say, I've just got off the phone with my 19-year-old son. I had to explain to him how to make boiled potatoes.
Well, good to explain to him.
Well, one is tempted to say, why didn't you explain this before he left the house? But apart from the food, actual meal preparation, are there basic skills that should be taught to people, such as how to boil something?
But honestly, Sean, they're not rocket science, you know. If you send them off to to secondary school with a good little knife, a little serrated knife that they can chop or slice with easily. And then, you know, it's simple, a few little simple skills like frying and sauteing. They probably will just only have a gas jet or electric ring or something like that. Mm. So, but to make a little list of, you know, for example, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of students might live on, you know, pasta and tomato sauce and the well-known brand thing. But basically, there's a lovely little recipe called, I'll send you these recipes. You can put them up on your website there. You do that, don't you?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, and so I can send you a recipe for tomato fondue. It's a delicious little homemade tomato sauce with some lovely sweet onion in it and pepper and salt. And that is a brilliant basic recipe because not only can you put it on the top of pasta and then put pepperoni and spring onions or whatever else you like on top of it and lots of lovely cheese, it's really delicious. And then it can also be a filling for an omelette, a topping for pizza. It can be a sauce for a little bit of chicken. You can, open a can of beans or something, or chickpeas, and put them into it, and you have a bean stew and add a bit of streaky bacon or something. So there are lots of basic recipes that are really quick and easy to make, and then that you can do lots of riffs on. It can be something very simple, or you could even ask a few pals around. And then there's things, I mean, eggs are wonderful because they're such a real food. Not expensive, incredibly inexpensive, considering the nutritional value. And I mean, even something as simple as what I mentioned in omelette earlier, but scrambled eggs or a frittata or something. Scrambled eggs, you can, God, any Egypt could make scrambled eggs. Sorry, I shouldn't be using that kind of un-grandmotherly language on that. If somebody doesn't know how to do it, they can ring me and I'll, or come down and I'll show them. But anyway, then you can add all sorts of things to the scrambled egg. You could add some chili and spring onions and, the salami, bacon, blah, blah, blah. And you could have that for supper or breakfast or anything. And I mean, then a million things you can do with mince. And mince is inexpensive. It does need to be inexpensive. And definitely potatoes. Oh, my goodness. How many wonderful things you can do with potatoes and a bit of cheese and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there were, talk to scramble an egg, fry an egg, boil an egg, how to fry things and how to boil things properly, then they're kind of almost on their way.
They're what?
They're almost on their way there then if they have those basic skills.
Absolutely, exactly. And, potatoes, you get a big bag of them for a couple of, maybe even less than a euro, I'm not sure. And the nourishment that's in those is so fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. God save us tonight. It seems to be an awful... there's a bit of a way to go, though, there, Darina, for people.
I know, but there's a lot. A lot depends on this. This is a really urgent thing for the government, really, to realise the importance of us giving the skills to the next generation so they can be properly nourished, so they can achieve. And the wealth of a nation depends on the health of a nation. And by goodness, we're on the downhill path, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's true. And I suppose it establishes bad habits then. And then, you know, you have the obesity crisis and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then the ultra-processed foods are addictive. There's no question. And they're not accidentally addictive. Mm-hmm. A lot of the best minds put a lot of energy into making sure that you can't stop when you start. But then the other thing is, you know, to obviously have it, you know, foods that, one of our past students doing a brilliant job on encouraging people to look at the list of labels, list of ingredients on the label. Most things should have, you know, for example, even a loaf of bread should have really four ingredients, I suppose, flour, salt. Flour, salt. If it's soda bread, it would have a little bicarbonate soda and some buttermilk. Now, if you pick up a loaf of squishy bread in the supermarkets or anywhere, any shop, it could be anything from 19 to 21 ingredients in it.
Yeah.
Many of them you couldn't pronounce, or you wouldn't have in an ordinary kitchen. Now, a lot of those are not exactly doing you any good. They're there for, you know, to make it last longer and so on. So the other thing that I'd love people, all students, to be able to do, and it's on, they can go and find me if they want to on the internet or WhatsApp or whatever, to make a little loaf of soda bread if they have an oven. It takes maybe 2 or 3 minutes to make. If you make it, flatten it out, make it into scones, they're out of the oven in 10 minutes. And you can use that as a basis again for making a deep pan pizza or whatever. You know, and anybody is welcome to ring me at any stage. I feel so strongly about this, about any cookery question, and I'll talk to them over the phone. And I'll give you my number right here and now, 021 464 6785. And I'd be just delighted to help anybody if they have a query and they want to try and they're stuck with the recipe.
Well, that's very decent of you, Doreena. I fear it's going to be, how do I boil a potato?
well salted water and just bring it to the boil, pop in the potatoes into it, bring them up to the boil and then simmer them until they're about half cooked. Pour off most of the water and then leave a little in the bottom, put the lid on it and steam them the rest of the way, and then have plenty of lovely butter to slather over the top and a bit of salt and pepper. And even bake them in the oven, prick them and bake them in, maybe you mightn't have an oven, but if you had an oven, all you have to do is scrub them, leave the skins on, prick them and to let out the steam, pop them into the oven and let them cook, and then you can put all sorts of toppings on top of it. And again, a lovely, filling, nourishing supper.
Yeah, I'm hungry now. Doreena, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the chef, author and, of course, founder of Ballymaloe Cookery School, Doreena Allen there. A fair few texts on this. One person says, I would consider myself a decent enough cook. I enjoy cooking and baking, but there was a cookery programme on during the week. I ended up switching to something else. The recipes were so convoluted. They were off-putting, plus they were quite unhealthy. Well, I suppose maybe that, yeah, in cookery shows that they try to kind of top each other, and then it can be more extravagant type meals rather than teaching people the basics. She's right in how little school actually teaches us that's relevant to our lives. For example, how to cook, what effect different foods have on you, how mortgages work, how the tax system works, work relations, unions, etc., how the budget works. I could go on and on. Says that texter. Somebody else says, I live with a guy in college who never once cooked a meal. Instead, he went home to his parents every weekend and came back with leftovers, which he microwaved every day until he went home again on the Thursday. He was studying law. I don't know if that's necessarily relevant, but unless you are a solicitor or a barrister who just microwaves leftovers that his mammy made from. There should be a minister of food in Ireland. We are such an unhealthy nation. Advertising is so powerful and people are easily led down the road of unhealthy junk. Doreena should be made Minister of Food. It would save the Irish health system millions in the long run. Another text that says, I always hear that people are too busy to cook. Too busy doing what? Multitasking, watching soap operas while playing with their phones. Maybe, but I imagine that's not the case. Might be a little bit judgmental. And somebody else says that my husband is 77. He still can't cook.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.